Welcome to American Family Field in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting second. The right fielder, Kyle Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carson Kelly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Moises Ballesteros. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Matt Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Shota Imanaga. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sal Frelick. Batting second. The left fielder, Isaac Collins. Batting third. The catcher, William Contreras. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Christian Yelich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Caleb Durbin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bryce Turang. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Blake Perkins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joey Ortiz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Freddy Peralta. And now, play ball. Mike Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kyle Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is ball 4. Tucker is on with a walk. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Suzuki strikes out swinging. 1 out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Crow Armstrong hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Tucker moves to second. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelly hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Vaughn makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoerner strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Frelick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Frelick is called out on strikes. 1 out. Isaac Collins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Collins strikes out swinging. 2 outs. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Contreras hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Cubs, 1, Brewers, 1. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yelich strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Moises Ballesteros is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ballesteros hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Ballesteros is out. 1 out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swanson hits a line drive deep towards center. Perkins makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Caleb Durbin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durbin hits a pop-up beyond second. Horner gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bryce Turain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turain hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blake Perkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perkins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball towards left. Collins makes the catch for the out. One out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Seiya Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball four. Suzuki is on with a walk. Tucker moves to second. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crow Armstrong hits a double. Tucker scores. Suzuki moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow Armstrong moves to third. Kelly is on first. Two outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball four. Horner is on with a walk. Kelly moves to second. Moises Ballesteros is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ballesteros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ballesteros hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Ballesteros is safe at second with a double. Crow Armstrong scores. Kelly scores. Horner scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ground ball towards the mound. Peralta throws to first, and Swanson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ortiz hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ortiz is out. One out. Sal Frelick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Frelick is 0-for-1 in the game. Frelick hits a fly ball towards left. Suzuki makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Isaac Collins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball towards right. Frelick is there to make the catch. One out. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive towards right. Frelick is there to make the catch. Two outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. That is ball four. Tucker is on with a walk. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suzuki hits a line drive towards right. Frelick is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Contreras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Contreras hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Yelich is 0-for-1 in the game. Yelich hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Yelich is out. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out swinging. Two outs. Caleb Durbin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Durbin hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. D.L. Hall replaces Freddie Peralta as pitcher. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Crow Armstrong strikes out swinging. One out. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kelly is out. Two outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoerner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards the mound. Hall throws to first, and Hoerner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Turang is 0-for-1 in the game. Turang is called out on strikes. One out. Blake Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Perkins is safe at second with a double. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Perkins moves to third. Sal Frelick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frelick is 0-for-2 in the game. Frelick hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Perkins scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Isaac Collins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Justin Turner pinch hits for Moises Ballesteros batting 7th. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Turner is safe at second with a double. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Swanson is safe at second with a double. Turner scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball towards third. Durbin can't make the play in time. Shaw gets a base hit. Jared Koenig replaces D.L. Hall as pitcher. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bush is out. Swanson moves to third. Shaw moves to second. One out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Tucker is safe at second with a double. Swanson scores. Shaw scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Suzuki is on with a walk. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crow Armstrong is hit by the pitch. Tucker moves to third. Suzuki moves to second. Crow Armstrong is on first. Grant Anderson replaces Jared Koenig as pitcher. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up beyond second. Turane gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a line drive towards third. Durbin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Brad Keller replaces Shota Imanaga as pitcher. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Contreras is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Contreras hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. One out. Force play challenged by Mill manager, Pat Murphy. Original call upheld upon review. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0-for-2 in the game. Yelich strikes out swinging. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ pinch hits for Justin Turner batting 7th. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ strikes out swinging. One out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Caleb Durbin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Durbin hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Durbin is out. One out. Bryce Turane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Turane is 0-for-2 in the game. Turane hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Turane is out. Two outs. Blake Perkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Anthony Siegler pinch hits for Joey Ortiz batting 9th. Anthony Siegler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Siegler hits a fly ball towards left. Suzuki makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Easton McGee replaces Grant Anderson as pitcher. Anthony Siegler moves from pinch hitter to third baseman. Caleb Durbin moves from third baseman to SH. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Ortstop. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Tucker hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Tucker is out. Two outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Suzuki strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Caleb Thielbar replaces Brad Keller as pitcher. Sal Frelick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frelick is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frelick hits a line drive towards left field. Suzuki makes the catch for the out. One out. Andrew Monasterio pinch hits for Isaac Collins batting second. Andrew Monasterio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monasterio hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Shaw makes the catch for the out. Two outs. William Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Contreras is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Contreras hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Brewers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andrew Monasterio moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Crow Armstrong hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Crow Armstrong is safe at second with a double. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball towards right. Frelick is there to make the catch. Crow Armstrong moves to third. One out. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a fly ball towards right. Frelick is there to make the catch. Crow Armstrong scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Happ is 0-for-1 in the game. Happ hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 10-3, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daniel Palencia replaces Caleb Thielbar as pitcher. Danny Jansen pinch hits for Christian Yelich batting fourth. Danny Jansen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jansen is called out on strikes. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Two outs. Caleb Durbin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durbin is 0-for-3 in the game. Durbin hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durbin moves to second base on defensive indifference. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Turang is 0-for-3 in the game. Turang hits a ground ball towards first. Bush fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from American Family Field in Milwaukee.